Nice Rise. Today in this episode we're going to be talking about what I'm going to be doing for my birthday. My birthday isn't like recently or something like that. My birthday is in July, so it's kind of far away. But I thought I maybe think about it. So first we're going to be talking about what I already have done for my birthday, because we don't want to do the same thing over again. So once I had a birthday going to the game hall, so like to the arcade, I think that's it. So first we went to a park and we did like a little picnic. We ate the cake there, I opened my presents there, and then we went to the game hall. And we could game there for, I think, about an hour. And then they all went home again. That was really fun, actually. I liked that one. Then I once did a birthday, which it was like a high tea kind of thing, with like makeup and like a little spa birthday. So everybody came in their clothes, but underneath their clothes they had like a bikini. And then they could dress, they could undress, and they got like a kimono, and they could wear that above their bikini, and they could get like a food massage, and like they could get a massage because we hired someone to give us massage, and we had the mother of my best friend. She is really good at like makeup, so like the mother of Luna, she's like, she works at this makeup thing, so she did our makeup, and you could do your own makeup a little, and you could do your nails, and it was just really fun. And I really like that birthday too. Let me think, what kind of birthdays have I done in the past? Let me think, what kind of birthday? I know it. One time, my friends stayed over. Like, first, they went to my house and we did a little sleepover, and then we, after the sleepover, when we all woke up, we got to the swimming pool and we went swimming. And then after that swimming, they all went home again. But like, I have a little story about that. So my friends and I, like Fiona, Ruby, Evanly, Taylor wasn't there, obviously, because she always, like, she's like, I've come to her birthday, I think, once or twice, because every year, one year, she goes do something with her birthday with us, and the other year with her horse riding friends. Even her best friend Fiona is not allowed to go to her birthday. Only once every 2 years. It's not, I don't think it's healthy, but like, I don't know, it could just be me. Me and like the people I just told and Charlotte were going to the swimming pool for my birthday. And Charlotte, she's my neighbor, and we were kind of close then. I don't really talk to her now, but yeah, you get the point. And she didn't really knew any of my friends, so it was kind of awkward for her. So she always stayed with me, and like my friends were with me and sometimes with each other, so that was just like great, I think. So we were just like swimming, and then I don't know what really happened, but we had like a disagreement, Fiona and I think it was Fiona, and then Ruby and Evelyn were like with Fiona. They swam away, or I swam away, I don't know, I don't really know what happened, but like not, it wasn't a big disagreement, you get what I mean? So Charlotte and I, we swam the other way, or something like that, and we were talking, and I was like, well, it doesn't really matter. And I was like, I really think that they're gossiping about me right now, because like I've known them for like my whole entire life, because it was in elementary school and we almost were going to be changing schools, we're going to high school and stuff like that. And I was like, I really think that they're gossiping about me now. So I was like, I'm going to be looking if they're like gossiping about me right now. So I swim up to them, but like underwater, so they couldn't really see me. And yes, they were gossiping about me. And I was like, ha, told you, I knew they were gossiping about me. And she was like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, doesn't matter. And then later that day, Charlotte was like, how could you be so calm? How, like, why? They gossiped about you. Why were you so calm? And why doesn't it really matter? And I was like, well, I'm changing schools and I won't be able to see them for like a whole year. So like, why get mad over such a little thing? And she was like, yeah, you're kind of right, but I couldn't have like act like that. I would have got mad. So I guess that's a good thing. Yeah. Things I haven't done before, but what I would really like to do is going like to a park, like with like roller coasters and stuff like that. I forgot, like a theme park. I really would like to go there one time, but of course that's really pricey, and I could only do it with like a few friends. But I think that's kind of good though, because the only really close friends are like Luna, Angelique, and like Monica. And I think Lily I will invite too. But the thing is, I have more friends, and I would like to, you know, ask just like two more friends, something like Riley and Madeline, for example. You of course don't know them, but I do, but I don't really talk to them that often, you know? But not Madeline, yeah, but Riley, not that much. But she's, yeah, she's really funny though. So yeah, I could go to like the movies, but the thing is, at the movies you can't really talk that much. So, and watching a movie at home is way less fun, you know? We do have a TV which you can watch 3D movies on, so that do is fun, but like that's fun to do with your friends anyway, like not only on your birthday. On your birthday you want to do something special, something, you know, you won't normally do with your friends that much, you know? It needs to be special, because I could, you know, just invite them now to watch a movie at home, 3D. You know, so it's not the same. Well, I just got like a really good idea, not for my birthday, but just like in general to do that with my friends. Because in 2 days we're done, like we don't have school. And then the day after that, on Friday, we don't have school either because of holiday. And then Monday, we don't have school either because of Easter. So that's just so great. And Thursday, within 2 days, Angelique asked me if we could, you know, hang out because she doesn't have anything to do, and I was like, yes, then we could film the podcast, so record the podcast. So we're going to be doing that, and I will post it as soon as it's done, but I don't only want to, you know, put her in it because Monica wants to be in it too. So after that I will post it. By the way, it's about a what if question. It's, I think, part 3, but I'm not quite sure. So yeah, I also haven't gone to a klimbos. So it's basically like a bunch of trees with like things on it, and then you need to climb the trees and stuff like that. It's like really fun, but I've never done that before. Well, I've done it like on other birthdays and it's like really fun, but I've not done it for my own birthday. But if I want to do that, I don't know if my friends would like that, because like maybe they're afraid of heights or something like that. Well, I don't really know what to do for my birthday, so please, if you have like suggestions, please like contact me through Instagram, mysprice_podcast. I think that's my ad. I'm not quite sure. I'll put it in the description of this podcast. We could also just go to the beach and like I need to think of a song again. Like, I have that so many times. Like, let's go to the beach, yes, let's get away, or something like that. It's like, Starships from Nicki Minaj, if you know that song. Well, we could go to the beach and, picnic or something like that, and, just, you know, that would be fun, because my birthday is in July, and if it is, you know, nice weather, we could do that. So yeah, those are a few things we could do. But like that beach idea, that's like really good idea, I think. Yeah. We could also like go bowling, but that's kind of boring, I think. It's not like boring, because I've done that for birthdays in the past, like one birthday. The birthday from Riley, but I don't know. It's like fun if you are with like the right people, but it's not as thrilling as the other like birthdays I've had in the past. My last birthday was like, I don't know about that one. Like, I most of the time have like 2 birthdays. So I have one for my family, and I have one for my friends. And the one with my family from last year was the best birthday of them all, of like for the family. And the one with the friends last year was not really good because nobody really could come, and so I just, you know, went with Luna to the game hall, but it was not as fun because we only were with us two, and it was not really different than any other days, you know? It was kind of same, I didn't feel really, you know, birthday-ish, if you get what I mean. So yeah. Now I'm like thinking of something funny. Like we could go to a hotel and like rent a room there for me and my friends. But that could only be with like a few friends, like only Luna, Monica, and Angelique or something like that, because the rooms in hotels are not that big and like stuff like that. Unless you rent like two rooms with like a door connecting the two rooms, because I've had that a few times when I was like going on vacation with like Ivy and my aunt and stuff like that. So I know they have that sometimes too, so you could do that, but that's less fun, of course, because you are not like, you know, because it's two rooms and only one door is connecting them, so. But overall, it's not that big of a problem, because you just, you know, sit in one room, and if you need to go sleep, you just go to your own bed, so. Kind of like that. But that would be fun too, because, like, there are no parents, really. And you can just, you know, have fun. Of course, your parents do need to be kind of close, like, I think one room, so that they can, you know, if something happens, they're close and everything like that. Because they can't just leave you there. But, well, I'm, you know, gonna turn 14, so, yeah, I don't know. It do is a really good idea, because you could just gossip, you could talk about whatever you want, like the whole night and everything like that. So that would be really, really fun. Yes. Yeah, that would be really good. And like, if you think about it, it's almost the same as a slumber party just at your house, but then it's at a hotel. But like, it's really different, I do think, because as soon as you're like somewhere else, it is just different. It's not the same as just in your own house, you know? Because you don't have to like really think about cleaning and stuff like that, only at the end a little, and stuff like that. And you could just like jump on beds, and it's not the same, you know? When you're home, you need to think about things, and like you can't just say everything because you still have a little brother around or anything like that. So yeah, I could just make my brother go on a sleepover at like one of his friend's house. My mom or dad goes in another room in the hotel, and you know, just like that. Because I don't think they will leave me alone for 2 days. Like, not two full days, but you got what I mean. So yeah, that's it. But like, it would be really fun though. I think that's a really great idea. But well, if I like know what I'm going to be doing for my birthday, I'll make a podcast video about that. And I will tell you what of the things I will be doing. And maybe I'll be making a part two to be talking about what other birthdays I've already done, because I think that I'm forgetting a few and stuff like that. But like, I'm now thinking about it, but I always have like a piñata. If you don't know what it is like a fun thing that you know, you hang, and there's like candy or little presents inside, and you need to break it like with a stick, and you need to, you know, slam the candy out of it. So that's really funny. And we always have a cake, but like From when I was younger, my mom always used to make the piñata, and we would just, you know, eat cake and have the piñata and do like games or like little other things. Oh yeah, I know. One time for my birthday, we did like kind of Halloween theme. So like everybody needed to be like a monster. So I think I was a witch or like Dracula. A vampire, I don't know, one of those probably. And we would do a Spiritocht. We would do a scavenger hunt. I don't know if that's a thing, but that's what Google Translate says. So we did like a scavenger hunt to search things, and you could like get points, and then you could, you know, win, and it was really fun. I can still like remember that. I don't know for sure, but I think someone fell. Like we were like doing like a spoon in your mouth and then the egg on it, and we would do like a race, you know. And we did like you know, that you go sit in a bag and that you would like jump, and that would be like a race, and someone like fell. So but I'm not quite sure. It's like really fade. Like I don't really know for sure, but I think that's what happened. But well, my parties always were the best, and always we would do like a Halloween party, and we would get all my friends, like the whole class would come, and we would invite the whole neighborhood, like the kids from the neighborhood. Not many kids from the neighborhood though, because in our neighborhood there are not that many children, but like all the children from my class would come, and it was like really, really fun and stuff like that. We would have really great snacks, and we would beforehand walk the whole route and ask if they could buy candy, and then later that night, we would, with the whole group, we would, you know, walk and you know, sing for the people, and they would give us candy, and then at the end of the day we would have two big bags full of candy, and we would give them to all the children evenly, so everybody would get the same amount of candy. So that way the children who are shy or are behind of the group, they would not, you know, not get it. So yeah, I really like that. But now I will be, you know, stopping. Like, I will stop. Because, oh my gosh, I'm talking so long. Non-stop. Well, bye-bye, Mice Rice. Don't forget to follow me if you didn't already. And until the next time, bye, Mice Rice.